Unit 11. Interview Techniques.
Everyone is nervous when they go to an interview for a new job, but being well prepared for the interview can really reduce your stress level when you walk in the door to the interview room. One way to prepare for an interview is to think about the typical questions interviewers ask. If you know which questions are likely to come up in the interview, you can prepare your answers beforehand. Then, when you are talking with the interviewer, you will make a much better impression. Probably the most frequently asked question in any job interview is not really a question at all. It is the request, "Tell me about yourself." The interviewer's purpose in asking this question is to elicit information related to work and related to the job opening. Some people make the mistake of taking this request literally and answering by giving their life history. In fact, the best points to focus on when answering this question are past work experience, education, and extracurricular activities. Of these three, in most cases, work experience carries a lot more weight than where you went to school or the clubs you were involved in. Another very common question that comes up in interviews is, "Why do you want to work for this company?" A surefire way to get your name crossed off the candidate list for a job is by not having an answer to this question. If you don't have an answer ready for this question, you are letting the interviewer know that you haven't done much research about the company or the job you are interviewing for. Candidates who can give detailed answers about the perceived benefits of working for a particular company make a much better impression on interviewers. Some good things to brush up on before an interview are the company's philosophy, goals, products, organizational structure, and so forth. Two other questions that many people find difficult in interviews are, "What are your strengths?" and "What is your biggest weakness?" People have a hard time answering the first question because it feels like boasting in some ways. But an interview is no time to be shy or modest. The second question poses a problem because the answer needs to be a weakness that sounds like a strength. For example, you could answer that sometimes you work too hard, especially trying to make up work that a colleague is having trouble with or has not done. A good tip to keep in mind is to mention how you are trying to improve this weakness. For example, you could say that when you realize you are doing the work of others, you stop and ask yourself if there is a better way to help out your coworker. Along with considering these common interview questions, it is also helpful to bear in mind the types of questions that should not be asked during an interview. In many Western countries, in particular, there are laws that restrict the kinds of questions that employers can ask. For instance, questions related to ethnicity, family, health, or religion are generally off-limits in an interview. Sometimes interviewers may slip up and ask questions along these lines before the official interview begins as a way to break the ice. In such cases, you can decide how to respond. If you don't feel comfortable giving the interviewer such personal information, simply don't. A final suggestion for preparing for an interview is to go into the interview with your own questions to ask. By asking the interviewer questions about the company or about the position, you are showing interest and enthusiasm for the job. Stay alert during the interview for opportunities to naturally bring up one of the questions you have prepared. Usually, it is a good idea to write down 5 questions you would like to ask, but don't be surprised if you can't ask all or any of them in the interview.